And where's the other one? Oh, bathroom. All right. All right. Well, Kaya, this is especially for you. All right. Thank you for coming up here. You're very brave. All right. Well, this morning when you were sleeping, I picked up some things. Some of them are your things, actually. And what I want you to do is I want you to feel what these things are in this bag. You can't look, all right? And I want to see if you can guess what they are, all right? All you can do is touch, all right? Let's try. Don't look. Just feel. See if you can get a couple of them. Feel the different things in there. Don't look. I saw you look down. Do you think you know a couple of the things in there? No? Could you guess? No? All right. All right. Very good. All right, Karen, stick your hand in there.
Oh, sure.
Oh, hold on. Don't. All right, we'll get back to that in just a second. Can you tell at least a couple things in there? All right. All right, pretty good. She got 3 out of 5. We'll get back to that. I'll show you the different items in just a second. But what we want to hear, and I'm just going to join Kaya here this morning. Speak to her, but also everyone out here. But what we hear, what we heard in that little passage I just read, was that Jesus touched two people. That's the sense that we just used. You just touched and felt something. Maybe you heard it in the reading this morning.
The rest of everyone else probably heard it, but a woman came up and what did she
touch? Did you hear? Good. The garment of Jesus, the clothes that he was wearing. And then did you hear another touch that happened in the reading? Did Jesus do something else? Did he touch someone else? Who did he touch? Where did he touch her? He touched her hand. She wasn't alive, and Jesus touched her hand, and he raised her up. So that's touch, the sense of touch. Do you like that sense? Why is it important to touch things? Anybody else? Why is it important to touch things?
Safety.
Safety? Yeah? You can tell what things are. Maybe if it's dark, you can say, oh, yep, that's what that is. Comfort. Somebody knows where this children's message is going. Yeah. But touch allows us to tell if something's hot or cold. Very good. Well, what we want to learn today, Kaya, and everybody else, is that Jesus wants to show his care for us in touch. Not just with words, but also in touch. Does touching ever give you a good comforting feeling, like when I hug you? Do you like it when I hug you? You don't like it? Ah. How about when we hold hands and we pray? Does that give you comfort? Oh, come on. She's being tough here this morning. Thank you for coming up here all by yourself. But what we want to remember, Kaya, and everybody else, is that at the right time, not always, we don't always want to touch and harm people with how we touch them, right? Not your sister or anything like that, right? No. Nope. Sometimes touch is an important way to communicate our presence and God's love to someone, okay? So let's remember that when we hold hands, when we pray at home, when we're at church, but also when we can hug someone as well and let them know that God is with them, all right? Thanks for coming up, Kaya.